Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is your host, Monk. You can find out more about my writings and other people's writings and activities and publications at allbook-books.com. So I've been reading in the news about books and what's called trigger warnings, which the definition here is a notice placed before the beginning of an article, email, or post to warn the reader of potential traumatic triggers contained inside. First off, I don't like the phrase trigger warnings because when I hear trigger, that reminds me of guns. That makes me jumpy right there. So I don't like the phrase trigger warnings. Maybe that's the point, is to make people jittery. But I find it of a concerning trend. Now, there's a recent article at RT.com, which is interesting. The headline, Cambridge University to slap trigger warnings about offensive slavery and racism content on classic children's books. Now, on the one hand, some of the information presented sounds reasonable. As the article states, according to funding documents accessed by the outlet, there are ongoing problems with the history of, quote, demeaning terms relating to, quote, disability and indigenous cultures, end quote, as well as regarding immigrants to modern America and Britain. And then they also mention, list reportedly includes Laura Ingalls Wilder, the author of the 1935 book Little House on the Prairie, for its stereotypical depictions of Native Americans. Also included is Dr. Seuss creator Theodore Seuss Geisel over overt blackface and other cultural and insensitivities. And it goes on and on. So on the one hand, it's kind of a interesting positive trend to highlight these things that are blatantly racist or supremacist or demeaning to any cultures and any people. But then on the other hand, now who's gonna be the judge and the gatekeepers of all this? And various books and articles and literature can be just written off with whoever is doing the labeling. So that seems very problematic to me, and I find it a kind of disturbing trend. And another quote here says, trigger warnings with indications of harmful content for intersectional identities will protect researchers, children, and general readers from offensiveness or hurt that can emerge in otherwise safe search queries or acts of browsing. Now again, who is to determine what readers are hurt by and what is safe? And more to the point, why has not there been any outcry for umpteen years because of the amount of revisionist history and flat-out bullshit that has been printed in umpteen books, and the mass media in general is just a lie factory promoted by huge corporations? So again, while I think the certain level of wanting to protect or not, you know, promote harmful stuff towards whomever, the whole field of this is, it just seems very suspicious to me that all of a sudden it's aimed at protecting whatever intersectional identities means. That's, as they say, a lot to unpack. And it will protect researchers, children, and general readers from offensiveness or hurt that can emerge in otherwise safe search queries. Well, there's some famous quote about a writer saying that if he didn't piss people off, he wasn't doing his job. So, I mean, to create a kind of standard of pablum and general niceties of all articles and literature is what I find the most troubling aspect of this. Whereas I think, you know, perhaps the discussion of offensiveness can find another venue, or that's just like, you know, free speech left up to the people to decide. Another concern is the sort of timely or anachronistic aspect. For example, say a Mark Twain book in which the N-word is being used as what was actually used at the time in the context, so it is not intended to be offensive, or it is not used as a racial slur against blacks, but as an actual representation of what the actual life was like at that time and what people were like. So again, the calling out of the calling out depends much on the context and the representation of what's being represented and who is being upset by it. If people are just trying to protect their kids from anything disturbing or anything uncomfortable, I think that's way different than, say, the NAACP or some Black Lives Matter organization coming out and saying, we don't like this reference. That would be debatable depending on the context, but that would have much more sway than saying that, oh, some book hurt my feelings. So I think it's a big question mark that fits in with a lot of this current cancel culture thing, which seems, again, I think underlying it, my big question is why now? Why all of a sudden, after years of and centuries of just, jargon and misinformation in books and even dictionaries? I read dictionaries and my understanding of language and says, that's not really an accurate definition. So am I going to put a kid going into high school, hey, there's a trigger warning on your dictionary because it's not accurate? The best I can do is say, write an article that says, somebody, heads up, it might not be all it is. It might not be the authority figure it is. So whether it's, whatever, why has this not been an issue before, makes me suspicious of why it's an issue now, in this, that people are being very sensitive to stuff. Yet, with the asterisk that we do need to be sensitive to accurate language and fair treatment. I myself make a point, say, when I write a fair amount mentions of Native peoples, that a lot of Native peoples that I have heard from do not like and do not use terms like American Indian or Native American, because they do not consider themselves either American nor Indian. They were here eons before America, so they're not American. And Columbus, as the story goes, Columbus thought he was going to India, the country, so they're not Indian. So various preferable terms that I've learned are Native peoples or original peoples or original nations. But I learned this from reading and listening to and talking with Native peoples to find out, some of those terms are still used because they are generic. And, it's okay to use them, but in general, there is a consciousness shift that happens when you rename or you find out what the people like to or do not like to be called. So it's a big topic, and it opens up into, I think, a lot of discussions. So if you have any comments or questions, feel free to contact me, and thank you for listening.